The YMCA of Northwest Louisiana broke ground yesterday on the first phase of what will be a $20 million fitness and natural sciences campus. One amenity, a 50-meter competitive swimming pool. This got a big cheer from kids in the crowd clad in swim T-shirts, including 9-year-old Jenna Key.
My dad said that this one will be much bigger, so we'll have a lot more space to swim.
BHP Billiton put up seed money, a $10.7 million donation, 1 year ago. The Y's Red River Fitness Facility is going up next to its Haynesville Shale Operations Center, currently housing 100 employees. The head of the company's petroleum operations, Tim Cutt of Houston, says by far this is the multinational firm's largest philanthropic endeavor underway. He says BHP Billiton is setting down roots in Shreveport and being a good corporate citizen because it's prepared to develop the Haynesville Shale's rich natural gas resource for decades.
Although we're a global company, the Haynesville shale gas field is one of the most important assets we have in the entire company. The fact that we can do something right across the street from our office that touches the youth of the local community is just an opportunity we just can't pass up.
YMCA Board Chairman Greg Morrison says the impetus for this new Y came 5 years ago. A fellow board member created a master plan as part of a class project.
We started whiteboarding this project. In that amount of time, BHP had bought Petra Hall. We found out that BHP was very involved with YMCA programs globally. And so it was just a perfect storm. It really was.
The first phase is expected to open in fall 2016. The future phases will include an overhaul of Shreveport's Little League complex and the creation of a 110-acre outdoor natural science center. Shreveport's YMCA was founded in the 1860s.